This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, March 26th. A Facebook whistleblower has warned about unregulated access to Meta platforms by Aussie kids, calling for parents to hold off on buying them smartphones until they're teenagers. Former Meta product manager Frances Haugen leaked thousands of documents exposing the inner workings of the tech giant 3 years ago and says she's really concerned about kids being impacted by harmful algorithms and being bombarded by notifications. Ms. Haugen highlighted a growing movement in the US called Wait for Eight, where young children hold off on getting a phone until grade eight or around 14 years old. The family of a woman raped and killed by Jonathan Bakewell has called for an urgent inquiry as the killer is released again after his sixth parole breach. However, the SA Parole Board says the man poses no risk to the community because of health issues, and the board has to comply with legislation. 20-year-old Anne-Marie Cullerton was murdered by Bakewell in 1988 in her Northern Territory apartment while he was under the influence of cannabis. Her sister Eileen Cullerton is calling on State Attorney General Kaya Ma to appeal the decision made on Friday to release Bakewell. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australian schools are facing a chronic shortage of qualified maths teachers, with three-quarters of secondary students taught by educators not trained to teach it. Australian maths institutions led a review which found university mathematics graduates were choosing data science and finance jobs over teaching. The Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute estimates that 75% of students in years 7 to 10 were experiencing an out-of-field teacher in maths subjects at least once in their high school journey. And a legal fight over a cancelled Australian Grand Prix concert by Robbie Williams is set for a court showdown within weeks. The Victorian Supreme Court has set aside May 27 to June 13 for hearings in the high-stakes civil trial over the 2020 event, which was ditched at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. But music promoter Richard Beck said on Monday the court battle could be avoided if Australian Grand Prix corporation bosses came to the negotiation table. Mr. Beck's touring company secured Williams as the headliner and seeks $8.7 million in costs and lost profits. And we'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.